Guy Sebastian, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 10 past 6. Welcome to Tuesday, North Jacqueline's biggest sale of the year this Friday, Saturday, Mackay Showground, coming up later this morning. Your chance to win family passes to the QCCS Mackay Cutters this weekend. What are you doing?
I want you to put this on. It's a blindfold. Okay? I want you to taste test something for me, okay? Yeah, okay?
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, just put it on. Trust me.
What are you doing?
I want you to taste something and tell me what you think it tastes like.
Last time I did that, I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, well, it was a grasshopper.
Yes, so, I remember that clearly. All right.
Okay, I'm going to show everyone on the video what this is, okay? It's something new that's on the market. Hang on a second, I'll come around.
Just tell me if I'm in front of my mic. I cannot see a darn thing.
Okay. I've got a couple of things here for you, okay? That just there and that just there.
All right.
All right. Taste one.
Oh, that's chocolate already. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's chocolate, yeah. But taste it. Tell me what it tastes like.
What did you do to this?
Nothing. It's how you buy it. Chew it away.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. But what does it taste like? If you were to put something down to...
What about this one? Are they the same thing?
They're the same thing, yeah. Oh, so you want a second opinion. Of course you do.
I still can't get it. Out of third piece. I have no idea. Don't tell me it's one of those chocolates that has, like, ants or something in it.
No. It's not like that. It's actually something you can buy at the shops at the moment.
GJ, how's your prep going for your wedding? Losing weight? Yeah, I'm trying to.
Because I know you like chocolate, because I can't stand the stuff, but I thought you might like this one, because it's two of your favourite things. Put together.
It tastes familiar, and I don't want to say what it is.
Okay.
I don't think it's right.
Well, just say it. What does it taste like?
It should taste like Easter eggs.
You're close. It's a Cadbury cream egg, but it's in a block form now.
Get out.
Have a look. I'll show you. Look at this. There you go.
Where'd you get that from?
I got it from the shops. You can actually get them at a special edition, which is pretty cool. Yeah, look, I'll give it to you, all right, in every now
That's
and again.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one that actually said that it's not so bad, because I went online to YouTube to see if I can get some reviews on it, and everyone else is saying it's not that bad.
It doesn't taste that much like a Cadbury cream egg, I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
It's good, though.
It's not enough. I need a full egg. The ratio of chocolate to cream is wrong. It's too thick.
Very creamy, but very sweet.
Oh.
It's very hard to describe the flavour. It's very unique. It's very nice. It's nice indeed.
It's good.
Yeah,
that
you
person
like it?
Who said it was not enough, get off. You're not a true Cadbury cream egg fan.
Well, not everyone's...
Who are you?
Not everyone's agreeing on the Cadbury Facebook page either, because I had a good look at that to make sure it was okay for you.
Oh, God, here
like,
we go.
Some of the
bad reviews.
Yeah, Rachel says, I've always been a huge cream egg fan. I was so excited about this one. It was okay, but seriously, nothing to write home about. Disappointing. Stephen, okay, is another one. Stephen, you're going to love this one because he's a bit of an idiot. How's about a low-carb, sugar-free option? Stephen, it's chocolate.
You can't have low-carb, sugar-free.
Sugar-free chocolate.
Defeats the whole purpose.
Well, there is no sugar-free chocolate, is there?
Yeah, carob.
Ugh.
It literally tastes like Combantrum.
Sign me up.
We are...